Everybody ready? Ready? Okay. Okay, it's 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, July 28, 2026. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Siegel.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniels.
Here. In front of you have the minutes from our last meeting on July 14th. Are there any changes or corrections? I had one, and that is under encroachment agreement. Mr. Schultz's last name is misspelled. Besides that, were there any other changes or corrections?
I didn't have any.
Okay. I'll make... Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll make a motion. We approve with the noted change.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the CIP committee meeting minutes from July 14th as well. Any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none. Can I have a motion?
Make a motion to accept the CIP meeting minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, we'll open the floor for any public comment. Public comment. Hearing none, we'll close the public comment and we'll move to the encouragement agreement. 824 South Redstone. Come on up. I know what it is, but I need your name and address, please, when you get here.
You want me right here?
Yes, please.
Alvin Hiskett, 824 South Redstone Court.
Okay, and tell us what your plan of action is here.
Tear down my old wooden fence and put up a vinyl fence.
Okay. So it's just a one-for-one replacement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. My guess is when the original fence was put up, it probably was put in the easement but was never reported. So that's what I'm assuming you're here in front of us for.
I was told I had to come up.
Yes. Okay.
So I don't know if it's in the easement or not.
Yeah. I think it's within those property lines. So utilities, any issues with that? Again, there's a fence there already, but I just want to make sure. No. Okay. Okay. And it's same height as what you currently have?
Yep. Same. I'm just taking that one out and putting it right back in the same spot.
Gotcha. Okay. Any questions from the board? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 824 South Redstone Court as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. So I'll tell you what I tell everybody else, which if you've had it up, probably not a big deal, but if for some reason we do have to get into that easement, we will notify you so you can take down the fence. Again, if you've had it up and it's not had a problem, we probably aren't going to have that.
Yeah.
So you're aware.
Okay.
Leslie, you want to tell him process now?
Yep. So we will send this back over to the building planning department where you fill out paperwork. We'll be there by noon tomorrow, so you just need to stop back in and finish everything up with them.
Okay.
Then you can start your project.
Okay.
There you go.
Sounds good.
That's it.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Yep.
Okay. Next up, 351 North Line Street update. Is that what you're here for?
I'm sorry. I have nothing.
You have nothing. Weren't able to connect. And
I have not been able to find who A and I is.
Okay.
And the property, the last I looked, and I can't say that I looked today, had not changed ownership. It was still under neutral.
Okay. We did get information, I think, from Scott regarding, I don't know if you've seen that yet, Greg, but we did get information from Scott regarding what he could find in a courtesy notice. Apparently, he found find it real quick. Property is deeded to A&I Group, a one-year-old entity formed in July 1st of 2025 out of New Jersey. Operates as an out-of-state investment and wholesaling vehicle rather than a localized construction and rehabilitation firm. It said the business registries list Indianapolis address on Keystone Crossing. but apparently he called them and found out that they didn't know anything about the property. So, I think what we had...
Did he copy me on that email?
I'm not... Well, though this was in our Dropbox, okay. So...
I can send it
to you. Can you send those over to him? That would be great. I'm just quickly reviewing this again because I read it earlier, but now I'm trying to remember. I'm just wondering if it's a scenario that we need to put on pause for another 2 weeks, or we should just move forward with the demo, knowing that I don't know. I guess I. What's your thoughts and opinions?
My opinion is go ahead and release her demolition.
Okay.
However, I'll have to ask Nathan because it's his. It's not what I have authority over. And he couldn't. He's at another meeting tonight. So I'll take that information to him and see what he can find out. He's pretty good at rooting that stuff out.
Yep.
Nutra is still listed as a property, the last that I saw. There hadn't been any transfer. Okay. And that was since the...
Last
14. Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know what your opinions and thoughts are on this. Obviously, I think it'd be valuable, obviously, for you to look over that information that Scott had pulled, but...
I think we need to take his recommendation.
Well, I can't do it.
Yeah, but
I'm not the enforcement authority. Nathan is here in the city.
You can take it to Nathan.
Yeah, see what he wants to do.
You know, whatever he says, if we then move ahead with...
Yeah, if Nutra sold it, they should have some kind of an instrument, I would think, to show us.
I would assume.
I think Scott's notes, I read through these earlier, I think we've done due diligence on everything.
So I think the directive, if you will, forward would be, yes, go to Nathan, whatever he wants to do, but we're in favor of moving forward with demolition if that's the determination of the planning building department. On that note.
All right. I got some information on another one, not the hearing, but the one on Hannah Street. My mind goes blank.
That was for Hesting.
Yes, Hesting.
Yes.
He did call me, said they're going to tear the building down.
Okay.
Says they expect their, I think it was last week, he said they were expecting to finish up the refinancing. Part of that is demolition of the building. Maybe in the future they might put another one on the same foundation.
Okay.
I said that would be great. So,
I was going to say that next day I made a phone call that hopefully necessitated all that stuff.
Okay.
So good. I'm glad to hear that's being worked on.
Did he give a time frame?
Yeah, I would think by, I think he said by the middle of August he thought it would be down.
Okay.
But
as I say, we've kind of milked this one for a while too.
Yeah.
It keeps kind of pulling it off. So I
told him, keep good. You know, it's not going to be any good, and obviously it's not by this point. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you might as well stay up because next is the unsafe building order. So,
okay.
So, I will turn it back over to you then.
Just as a reminder to the board, this had a previous order which was for repair, and that order has been ignored. Nothing has been done on that. So, Nathan reissued this. As a demolition order, demolition and removal of debris off of the property.
Nobody is here.
I don't have a card back here on it.
On the name or?
On the new order. I got the card back from the mortgage company, but I don't have one from the owner.
Okay.
Okay. So that's going to be the course of action because I don't think the owner is going to do anything with it, to tell you the truth. So if the board wants us to go ahead, we'll go ahead. We'll make sure that notification has been made. If not, we'll take care of that again. I can notify by putting the order on the building.
Mm.
But then that gives us another 10 days we have to wait,
yeah,
according to statute. And so then we'll do that and proceed with the notice to him that we're going to issue bids for the demolition.
We did get pictures for that property, just so you, I don't know if you saw it, but
yeah.
We did get pictures for the property, so it's clear it's in disrepair.
Scott may have some.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. So it's clear it's in disrepair, it's clear that it's falling in, it's clear that it's a hazard not only to, you know, the, some of the infrastructure that's there, but also the alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
I would be in favor of moving forward with demolition pending the...
Yeah, we'll make sure the proper notification is made, yep. But we'll go ahead and get the notice of bids, get ready so we can send that right out.
Okay. Do you need a formal motion and vote on that?
It'd be nice.
Okay. You guys have thoughts or opinions? Okay, I'll make a motion that we support the Planning and Building Department's, directive to demo the garage structure at 106 East Jackson Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. This is unanimous.
Next step is we issue that notice, bids being let publicly. They'll have to advertise in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. After that's done and we collect the bids, we'll be back.
Okay,
for your approval.
Just so I'm clear, we try to get him to pay for it. If he doesn't pay for it, then the lien goes on the property, correct?
There's several different options in the state statute
okay.
for getting that money back.
Okay, great.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
He decides, you know, I'll do it myself and
yep.
he gets it done.
But yep, absolutely.
That occasionally happens, but not real often.
Okay. Questions for Craig?
Anything hey, else?
Sir. Good to go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Next up is a MOU for the MUST Task Force. I'll turn this over to Leslie.
Yeah. So, obviously, the county has partnered with Baker Tilly to provide us with truly everything that we need to make decisions on the MUST committee. As a city, we've already paid $2,500 towards this whole reporting, so that will be taken into consideration. I already talked with Thor and with Tiffany last Wednesday, the meeting. They're going to take that off of what our ultimate bill is going to end up being, but I need approval to move forward. We're essentially splitting the bill based upon population. So as you'll see, we're going to end up with 28.9% of the bill. Thought that was the only fair way to do it. Obviously, it doesn't make sense for the town of Waterwell to pay just as much as we are. So asking for formal approval so that I can take this to our next MUST meeting on August 12th. Proceed with being able to pay our fair share of all of the reports, and Baker Tilly being at the meetings and mitigating the meetings are doing pretty much everything for us to be able to make a decision.
Questions from the board? Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Memorandum of Understanding for the MUST Task Force as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Bills.
All right. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $167,768.69 from the allowance of account payable vouchers dated July 28, 2026 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,193,115.38 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated July 28, 2026 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $329,277.39 plus overtime in the amount of $12,843.34 for a total of $342,120.73 for the pay file ending July 10, 2026.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should put the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $3,200.97 from the allowance accounts payable vouchers dated July 14th, 2026 for meter deposits and credits.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $4,718.22 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated July 28, 2026 for meter deposits and credits.
That's one I just gave.
Oh, I was like, I don't take that
one. Just
add, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And finally, I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $777.38 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated July 14, 2026 for electric budget account refund of overpayments.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Great job. Great job. Department reports. Kelly.
Yeah, our concrete crew finished another 50 feet of sidewalk last week at 307 North Washington. They get a lot of those this year. And potential another one coming up on Market Street, sounds like. And they were working on the ramp up here at the corner of Line and Market. We had a busted ADA ramp that needed repaired. Worked on some manhole castings in Main Street. They were kind of low, and was able to put riser rings in three of those, and there's a couple more that we want to try to target. They're not perfect, but they're better than they were.
Okay.
We got four guys that started trimming limbs back out of the alleyways, and then they're going to transition into the streets. And we had M-Tech in. Looking at our televising truck, we have low voltage going on with that, and they were in today looking at that, trying to get that fixed. So hopefully we're moving in the right direction with that.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Chip?
I've been working with the mayor and attorneys, a bunch of attorneys, on getting tipped in two different areas in town. Also annexation of Eagle Landing. Had a small list from the mayor for AIM. Westgate, getting ready to start that as soon as NIPSCO gets moving. And Amphitheater is coming along. Got a budget today that we're pretty close to budget, so that's good. The old jail, not the old jail, the old jail, we have several interesting parties, so that's good. I was going to give Craig a little crap because the kitchen, we have to get a state permit now since we're increasing the hood size, which I kind of hoped we didn't have to, but we do. So that should be coming here within the next couple weeks, and we're moving ahead on a lot of stuff.
Question for Chip. Thank you. Matt?
We had the City Slam last weekend, and we're getting ready for can't remember what this one's called, but we're getting ready for the baseball tournament this coming weekend. Making signs at the mountain bike trail. We have had a lot of people inquiry about the taking care of the trail, so I'm going to make some signs that let them know that it's a volunteer effort that takes care of that, and then Ashley has made a QR code that they can click on, and it takes them right to the Facebook page so they can get right into the talk with the people that are taking care of it and be able to get in and help trim back some stuff for it. JFL equipment handout was last weekend, so we're getting ready to start doing that. Something I didn't put down in this is that the head coach at the high school, they told him that the scoreboard wasn't working. He knew someone that had a scoreboard. So we're working together to get that, and it's going to be an LED. So we go from a 1997 scoreboard to a 2013
wow.
scoreboard.
That's great.
So hopefully that'll be coming soon for this year. Other than that, it's just day to day.
What field is that on?
The old high school football
field. Oh, the high school. Okay, got
yep.
it. Gotcha. Question of that. Thank you. Sean.
I think we're finally through stump grinding. The new stump grinder worked really well. Actually, we don't have to add as much dirt back because it does a better job of grinding those stumps up. So we're moving forward with the seed and straw into that here in the next couple of weeks. We've also had a couple crews out trimming power lines. So they may be in your neighborhood trimming away from the lines soon. We started engineering. I met with Matt today. We're looking at burying a bunch of the overhead distribution through Eagle Park around to the aquatics facility. It's going to eliminate a lot of outages. I collect all the data for all of our outages, and I kind of put them on a heat map type of situation where I can look at it and see, all right, where are we spending our money on overtime as compared to we can increase reliability and do some improvements in the area, and this is one of the areas that popped up on that. So we're looking at that. It's not going to be a cheap project, but it's going to increase our reliability and reduce our overtime, which is good in both areas. Next Tuesday, I fly to New York City with the IMP Executive Committee. We're meeting with all the rate makers for our bond rating for IMPA. Basically, tell our story of Columbia City and how we're doing what we're doing so successfully. And we meet with S&P, Moody, and Fitch, and the financial district there. It's really good meetings. Last year, we were able to get our bond rating increased, which saved us, I think, $6 million in bond refunding. We have another bond refunding available in 2028, so if we can do that again, that would be wonderful for us here in Columbia City for our rates as well. So other than that, just some day-to-day operations.
Can you further describe for ratepayers why that would impact them? Because we specifically, as in Columbia City Municipal Electric, does not have a bond, doesn't have bonds right out there, but IMPA, as our electric provider, does. So can you right talk just for a moment about that?
So as we're saving money at the IMPA level, which is where I'm involved with obviously the executive committee, that trickles down to the rates that we pay IMPA for our electricity. If we can save money through IMPA, our rates don't go up. As you can tell, we're looking at, you know, usually between 1 to 2 to 3% increase, whereas across the state right now they're averaging almost 20% increases every year. So a lot of that is being financially responsible, not buying into the fad of the green energy, what's a big one for us. A lot of them went 100% in with the green energy, it just doesn't work. So we did it when it made sense. And I think Raj Rao, the former CEO, would say, we'll go green when it goes green. And it's not there yet. So, as we can save money to produce and sell the energy, it saves our ratepayers money by their tracker charge not going up as much on their electric bill. So.
Great. Thank you. Questions? Mike?
The altitude valve on the North Tower is in and hooked up and working great. They also pulled the high service pump 3 to be rebuilt.
Great. Question to Mike. Thank you. Mike.
Site work started today at Irish Bun for the new panel to go in there. That's staff signaling the lift station drives. And we're still waiting on building quotes. And then I wanted to ask the board's permission to solicit quotes for sealing and crack filling the facility out there. The last time it was done was 7 years ago, and it's actually just now starting to show a lot of wear. So the company that did it, it's not in business anymore. So they've done a great job there at time because it's lasted this long, and we haven't had to do it. So I'll back out for some quotes to get that done again.
Crack filling of the brick work or crack filling?
Asphalt.
Sorry. Asphalt. Thank
asphalt.
You. Okay.
Parking lot and drives and everything.
And you're just asking to get quotes that you can bring back?
Correct. I'm going to see how much it's going to be and then see how we'll go from there.
Good with it? Yep, we're good.
Yep.
Thank you.
This is just like on the blowers, too. I'm just getting quotes there and then you can sit down and see where we are financially.
Yep.
So.
That makes sense. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Gary.
Officer Didion, Officer Blocker, starting their last phase of FTO. They're doing well, so we don't expect to see any issues there. Should be released towards the end of August, so knock on wood, everything works out well there. 4-H fair went well. Had a few accidents down there and a frontal mischief incident, but overall was a good fair week. Wheels of Whitley County will be this Saturday, 5 to 8 downtown. And also the Whitley Resource Fair, which is put on by the, hosted by the Woodlands Senior Center. It's going to be out at Indian Springs this Saturday as well. Officer Brandy will be out there doing a drone demo. So partnered with them. Had a couple of traumatic incidents over the past couple weeks that our department's dealing with now, but moving forward, dispatch is going good. So.
Okay. Question, Gary.
Did you ever find out who let all the pigs out?
No.
I feel like that's a song, right?
I just thought that was kind of funny, but it's bad, but
it's a Midwestern song, who let the pigs out.
Yeah.
Yep, I heard there was some fun that happened last week. So. Thank you. Leslie.
I have nothing.
As Chip said, we're working on a ton of things right now with the two different TIP districts and amphitheater and other just miscellaneous projects. But big focus right now is that tomorrow we'll be hosting, I think, 60 to 80 people from the AIM Board of Directors here in downtown Columbia City. As AIM president, I get the opportunity to host the summer meeting, and so we'll be hosting them from across the state of Indiana, which is really neat to play host. I don't know that we've ever done that, so that's a really cool thing. Going to spend some time downtown. We have a trolley that will take a couple of different tours of the city so that people can see our city besides beyond just US 30 and downtown. And then we'll go out to Eagle Glen for a little while to just do some socializing and stuff. And then our actual board of directors meeting is on Thursday morning, and so that'll be until about noonish. But I think what I was told was the Holiday Inn Express is booked out, which is, I think, a good thing. And you know, we're trying to do as much local as we can for sure and stuff. So we're looking forward to hosting lots of mayors and clerk treasurers and town managers and et cetera, from across the state. And so kind of cool to put our community out there for people to see. I'm proud of it, and I know you guys are too, but this shows some more of the world of what we have here, so I'm excited about that. So. Besides that, let me just double check. I think from a calendar standpoint, besides that, let's see. Yep, it's a busy time, but I think we're good.
I have nothing.
Okay. Lisa.
I have nothing.
We have no audience. We have no press, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.